Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome. Welcome in. It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you this Sunday morning. It's either the beginning of a new week or the end of an old week, however you look at it. Hopefully you're having fun. Maybe you're on your way to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown Buffalo today. I know a lot of people I asked to be on the show are, so hopefully they're going to have some fun downtown at the return, the first time in since 2019, we will see the parade happening in downtown Buffalo. So very happy to see that. And again, if you're on your way down, have fun, but you know, do it safely, be responsible. We have a packed show for you today, so let's get right into it. Our first guest is Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. Assemblyman, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
I am doing well this morning. Now, you know, a lot going on, but I kind of want to start with this idea. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, gas prices were going up all over the place, and we heard this idea of suspending the gas tax. It kind of got pushback from the governor and then went nowhere. I want to know where you stand on suspending the gas tax while we see gas prices over $4.
Well, there's a good compromise that could be had without hurting the budget. And in New York State, in addition, the gas tax is based upon sales tax. So every time the gas goes up, the tax goes up on it. I would think a compromise could be a flat per gallon tax that doesn't fluctuate as the price fluctuates. There needs to be some relief, but what's very frightening is there's a bill in the Senate dealing with some of the global warming. Okay, not a denier, that will additionally add about 53 cents a gallon. So we are faced with increases. That's why possibly the compromise is just a flat tax on gas. It'll help everyone. It'll help the economy, and it'll help the environment. So the increase won't increase the tax.
So you're saying that right now they are talking about a bill that could make gas even more expensive?
Yeah, it's part of the I'm trying to remember the name of it, okay? But what it really has to do with is the going to all electric and the environmental costs. They claim that home heating will go up at least 19%, and the prediction is gas tax could go up another 53 cents.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, we will definitely have to keep an eye on that. Also going on in New York, you know, this was kind of just rumors, and then it seems to be getting some steam, again, online, is the possible return of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now, I have a lot of questions about this, but first, just your overall opinion of him even flirting with the idea of jumping into the governor's race.
Well, he's an independent. He's strong. He's politically motivated. And if there's no rule preventing him, then I will not be critical of him. Okay. you know, he wasn't impeached. He did resign. And based upon, you know, I'm a retired judge and I'm an attorney. And so I have to look at not the emotional aspects, but the legal aspects of it. And at this particular stage, there is no impediment. He has the financial resources and he has the team. So if there's no legal impediment, then how do we suppress him being able to run for an office? So, you know, I like I said, unless the law says no, he's free just like anyone else.
And you mentioned the money he had stockpiled, but the Ethics Commission in Albany on Friday is now asking him to repay the $5.1 million he got in book royalties?
Correct. Now, that is not part of his campaign funds. That, from what I understand in the reports, a good portion of it are in a trust for his children. So whether they can invade, the, you know, pierce the trust veil, it depends on whether it's an inter vivos trust, one that he can control, or one that it goes out of his control. But that money does not affect his campaign money. He cannot pay for that out of his campaign funds. So it doesn't, like I say, it does not affect his ability to finance a campaign. And even though they're asking him, there's just been so much confusion around the Ethics Commission that whether or not they would take the next step is we're unsure of.
And now he does have to file some, he has to make it clear he wants to run by a certain date, correct?
Well, here's the way it is. He can pass petitions, and truthfully, I don't know if he is or isn't, to get on the Democratic line for a primary. But there's also a procedure where, and I believe it, he's got so much time, and I don't know the exact time element, after the petition process to file his own party. So he could actually be on the ballot as a addition on his own party running. So he's got two options. Number one, if he has enough signatures, he can get on the ballot and force a primary. If it is for the governor's race, if it's for the attorney general's, it would be the same rules. But he's always got the backup of forming his own party. So there, it's something to watch. It's a real exercise in government, and it's interesting to see how it's going to play out.
And speaking of the governor, the current governor, Governor Kathy Hochul, she did make a push to have the alcohol to go, drinks to go, whatever you want to call it, as part of the budget. That is not going to happen. Where do we stand now? You know, I've heard from a lot of bar and restaurant owners that would like this passed. They would like to go back to having this available to them. Where do we stand on the alcohol to go proposal in the assembly?
At this point, because it's out of the budget, there would have to be a separate bill. There is probably 50-50 for or against. Personally, it's one of those issues that we need to then wrap it around local ordinances, because there are open container laws in various cities, towns, and villages in our state. So it's more than just allowing it to go. You then have to go look at the local ordinances. See, they had it during the pandemic. It didn't seem to hurt liquor stores, and that would be the biggest opposition is from liquor stores. The fear, of course, is people become too comfortable. They start drinking while they're driving because they've got an open container. So I think that just yes or no is not the correct answer. I think education, I think that we need to make sure that people do not abuse it and then create a public safety hazard.
You kind of answered my next question. So that's the difference because, you know, right now I can go on an app and have anything from a liquor store or from a convenience store delivered to me, alcohol or not. But the sticking point is the fact that it is in an open container when you bring it to your car or when it's being delivered to you.
That is correct. So now you've got an open container in your vehicle. And let's assume you shouldn't have it. You're a little intoxicated. You get stopped. Now you've got possibly a DWI, but you've also got a violation of an open container. So now that kicks into additional laws that have to be looked at. My feeling is this, okay? I think we need to take a step back, take a pause, and look at where we're headed. You know, it's funny, the sports betting, we can do them on our phones. I was not for it. I'll tell you why I wasn't for it. I represented some of the biggest bookies in Western New York when I was practicing. And what you have now is you have individuals that are going to be emotionally betting. They're going to be at a friend's house, or they're going to be in a bar, and they're going to be drinking. They have no knowledge of what it takes to be a professional sports bettor. It's a business. So all of a sudden, you start losing. Now you lose your mortgage. You lose your food money. You lose everything. You could lose your car. And it's really funny. Since it started, there's been reports of Gamblers Anonymous increasing, people coming in more than they've seen in quite a long time. So there's another issue that we need to kind of watch and make sure that we don't make things so easy that people get themselves in trouble. And it just seems that in today's day and age, we almost have to protect people from themselves.
And this originally tied into the budget, as we know, taken out. Is there anything else going on with the budget talks that we should be looking at as that goes through Albany?
Here's what we should be looking at: an unsustainable budget. This budget's going to come in at probably $122 billion, more than the states of Texas and Florida combined. And within that budget, they're relying on 13.4 plus or minus a couple points from $1 billion from the federal government. So now this is a one-time shot. So if they plan a budget based on that, what do we do next year? The budgets never go down. They never economize, nor do they have full disclosure. So we're going to be starting out at a deficit next year. So what are they going to do? They're going to look at other ways to raise revenue. And irrespective of what is being said, more people are moving out of New York, the productive people, than are moving in. Yes, we've having population move in, but the population moving in are vulnerable, which means that we have to take more care of them. So number one, there's, you know, people are going to say there's a lot of good things in there. And I'm not going to deny that. Schools are made whole. The foundation aid is now back to what was owed. They will be fully funded by next year. However, we can't just keep spending and spending because the source of revenue is not there. And I always just say, you know, sooner or later we run out of other people's money. And that's my fear on the budget. And that's what I think people that are listening need to take a look at. What is being included in there? Let's not just look at the headlines, but look at the details and figure out where are we going to go next.
And speaking of where we're going to go next, another thing going on in Albany, you know, we've heard about the bail reform that was put into place by Governor Cuomo. Now, according to the Times Union, Governor Hochul is looking to get significant changes to those bail laws. Have you heard any of this? Where are we on the reforming of the bill of the bail reform?
All right, there's two points on that. One, I've never heard of substantial changes. Once the pressure started getting on her, our governor, and once the polls started showing that public safety is the number one issue locally and statewide, there was a little move towards, well, maybe we should give judges a little more discretion. Now, I would not want anybody to take away from this that I was not in favor of reviewing bail conditions. I was in favor of looking at the criminal justice reform. But the problem was they went too far. They did not have anybody that could actually be actually lived it, understood it. They didn't have DAs. They didn't have judges. So what you did is you made political choices on issues that deal with public safety. However, the interesting part is she now is, our governor is now looking towards the possibility of addressing the issue. Whether it's sincere or not, you know, I have no reason to know that it isn't. But you have the majority leader of the assembly and the speaker pro temp of the Senate saying absolutely not. So it's setting up a little bit of discourse, and as to where it's going to go, I don't know. But I can tell you this. Anybody who buys the argument that crime, violent crime increased because of the pandemic and frustration, okay, I can't accept that, nor can I believe it. Number two, I cannot accept that crime is down. We know violent crime. What I found really interesting, you had these smash and grabs in California, and they were going in and stealing Gucci purses, Louis Vuittons, and their argument was, well, we were frustrated because of the pandemic. So let me get this straight. So you can go rob a store to help your frustration. So it's just they're using false scenarios to support a false premise. Crime is up. People are dying. My feeling is we need to sit down with views and actual facts as a team and come up with solutions. To be yes or no is polarizing the issues, and the longer they polarize the issue, the more people are dying.
Assemblyman Angelo Marinello, always a pleasure to talk with you. I hope you have a great Sunday.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Thanks, you too. That is Assemblyman Angelo Marinello. Now, for the record, we did reach out to Democrats in the Assembly as well. Not available to speak with us today, but you can guarantee, I can guarantee that we will talk to them in weeks to come. You know, as I said, you know my opinion. You hear it all week. So on this show, I try to get all opinions and definitely get you the news from Albany, right? We focus local, state, national, international. And when we come back, something we've been doing now for the last few weeks, kind of a montage. We're going to get into what's going on over in Ukraine, an update there. Also, we talked about Governor Kathy Hochul with Assemblyman Marinello. We're going to see what Kathy Hochul was doing, the governor, in Buffalo on Friday. So all of that in the next segment. And then we have State Senator Ed Rath at 11 and Dave Leventhal at 11:30. So there is nowhere to go. Stay right here. It's kind of gloomy outside. Keep the radio on. Keep Hardline tuned in. We have more information than you'll be able to handle coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.